What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crap Diving Friday, everybody, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun in the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Maybe you're listening. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the Friday fuckaroni Tony out of it.
Dear,
the any day fuckaroni Tony.
Oh yeah. Dear gay god, will you show us mercy? Please, gay god.
Yeah, get off our taints.
Right.
Join us. Strap in for the next couple of hours, everybody.
Strap it on.
Pour one, light one, eat one, sniff one.
Light yourself on.
Insert one. Whatever. However you're hanging and rocking, thanks right. for joining us. And you can join us on the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We glance in that direction occasionally. And then we're also always on Facebook. No, well, not always, but we're on Facebook, which seems to have dealt us another algorithmic fist fuck.
What did I do?
Nothing.
I looked off the gods of Odin.
I went through
Zuckerberg.
We had a handful of posts hidden.
Yes.
Where someone sees them and goes, oh, and they just hide it.
Okay. Oh, yes.
But they don't unfollow.
Right.
That's the next level is hide all posts from page.
What in the shit can
which
they...
we hardly ever get.
Right.
And then there's, you know, the ban and block user, which is when somebody's really upsetty pants.
This throttling.
And then there's report. Like, we can see if a post is reported. They don't say who, but you can. It'll be flagged that it was flagged. And we almost never get, get reported.
Yeah, well, we are justified in what we put on there.
We have. Well, we have.
We play by their rules, and every once in a while, they get to do whatever they want to do. We're being censored. I sound like they sound.
But that's why I like Twitter better, frankly. I mean,
is it the
like
deep Facebook, state? It's coming after our shit.
Well, Facebook right now and the Twitter to a lesser extent, but FaceTime bigly is trying to walk tiptoe a line between making gazillions of dollars off of a lot of political ads and not completely helping our country burn to the ground, because all it does is amplify right-wing insanity.
Okay, just for shits and giggles, if I'm in that meeting, I want to say, well, how much money do you make if you operate in such a way the planet doesn't explode? Like, is it still a good profit margin? It can't. What is it worth it for you? Goddamn, dog just ate something off the table.
Well, if they're not around when the planet explodes, they couldn't give a fuck.
But
they're going to be gazillionaires now. They don't care about the future.
What? Why do we, the people, let rich fucks just run us over like we are little fucking bitches? I mean,
welcome to America. champagne wishes, caviar dreams.
If the way you're operating is killing the planet, then you have to be a complete lunatic to want to you don't want to kill the planet.
You're a sociopath.
Does Mark Zuckerberg understand that Facebook isn't as much fun if we all blow up and we're in flames and on fire?
I don't know.
I mean, it's
I don't know. I don't think so, because there's, I saw a report, God, it must have been yesterday or today, in my work capacity.
Yes.
That, that was talking about, like, a few former employees said, that some of these algorithm tweaks were beneficial to the right winger nut jobs.
Yeah.
And they said intentionally so.
Wait, why would they want to be?
Because the right wingers were squealing
about
that their stuff was being censored.
Because it's a lot of their stuff. It's fake news
and the way they accepted ads,
right? And some of their shit is violent. That, you know what I mean, like,
and lies.
Yes, yes,
and not just like regular. Regular politician lies, like, right. You know, Joe Biden is a pedophile lie kind of stuff. Like half of what Trump came up with in last night's shit show.
You know, part of the reason, part of what comes with being, if you're someone like Trump that lies a lot, then you really need to figure a way to get comfortable with people calling you a liar a lot. That's just part of it, right?
Yeah, I guess, but.
Can't he just get used to it? He's a big fucking liar.
Yeah, but then he'll just crawl back into the warm bosom of Fox and OAN.
Yes.
And we're done with him. Right. What does he have to do now, between now and the election, except get warm blowjobs from Hannity and
right.
And go, Lou Dobbs will pop his teeth out.
Will Hannity have a moment where he stands up to Trump and said, you know what? I will no longer fillet your disgusting fleshy mushroom. You will never
blow Nazi
ejaculate into my corporate fucking materialistic capitalist.
I can't say no
throat.
Because Hannity, you know, and all those people are scumbags.
Well,
and no loyalty among thieves and scoundrels. And
well, Hannity, I think, always be Trump's cock pocket.
I think you'll find that these guys are gonna start bailing.
Yeah,
especially if he, when he loses, and if he loses bigly and loses the Senate, which is better odds than not, then they're gonna start slithering away.
Right. And I just want to say I'm looking forward to all these crazy assholish militia groups behaving themselves after the election and before the 21st and the inaugural. Thank you so much in advance for that. I appreciate your peacefulness. Right. Right.
I saw a story this morning that tactical gear is never sold faster.
It's so stupid though, dude. It's like, is there not an air of sadness to this? Is this not sad? Is this not pathetic? Tactical gear, what are they planning? What could they be planning with tactical gear?
I think there are some that are terrified that the libs are going to become violent and burn everything if Trump wins.
But they are buying technical gear, and they are arming themselves. They are the violent ones.
Well, they're already armed. Tact gear is to protect themselves, like, you know.
We got
to
get a lot.
Like, bulletproof vests and things.
I get it.
And then the other side are
probably
already have tactical gear. They're just supplementing their warehouses full of little boy playing soldier toys.
Oh yeah, shit yes.
With real lethal toys.
Oh, that's the best part.
And a PT Cruiser.
Oh yeah, God, that's so. I mean, really, this is when it's really important that when a plan is foiled to kidnap a governor, you really need the president to go out, say into a microphone, Thou shalt not kidnap governors or anyone. Okay?
Unless they're mean to me.
And you militia guys are on notice. Now, this is, why don't you go get these militias? That's what I would do. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me a tyrant? If I'm...
Well, what have you got them on?
What?
What do you have them on?
I don't give a fuck. What they tried to come get me, man.
When?
In The Sopranos. When they try and come get Tony, Tony comes, he gets their ass.
And what U.S. codes are The Sopranos living by? What statutes are they following explicitly? Let's see. What's the fuck going on? It's a Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay. Trump is fighting coronavirus, courageously correct. I mean, he's...
In what way? Is he infected or because he's not doing fuck about it?
I was hoping there might be a headline that matched the bullshit I was saying.
Well, let's see. Over to the commie, pinko, liberal, Huff Po.
Wee.
It wants me to hit enter. That's
God.
This is uplifting.
Yes.
Winter is coming.
Yay.
U.S. set to eclipse single day COVID record.
Okay, one second. Full stop here. Winter is coming. This is a pop culture reference to
Game of Thrones.
Right. And was the bad thing about winter in Game of Thrones?
It brings nasty ice zombies that eat everybody's faces off.
Oh, my God. I remember that. That is horrible. Okay. That's how.
Among other things. Yeah.
That's
and it's cold.
COVID-er
than the usual shit.
What if COVID turns into this? Oh my God.
Number of new COVID-19 cases reported in the United States on Thursday was the second highest on record, coming in just short of a midsummer peak as the spread of the novel coronavirus accelerates in nearly every region of the country. Well, gosh, that's interesting because our president kind of didn't say anything resembling that last night when they talked about the COVID. And in fact, he's it's over. We're turning the corner. What corner are we turning, Don?
And he's not turning any corner, literally. That is not a man that can turn. He looks fucked up physically. Does he not?
Well, yeah, there's a picture.
Very strange.
Did you use it as a promo?
I did.
It's a screen cap of him doing that weird lean, but this time he's like leaning full into the podium.
Right.
And it's like his knees are locked, like hyperextended a little. Like he needs that to try to stay on his big fat feet. And
there's nothing healthy about what you're looking at.
It just looks weird.
There's nothing healthy about this guy.
Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all accelerating as cooler weather descends on much of the country. With 76,195 new cases Thursday, the United States was approaching its one-day record high of 77,299.
And by the way, have we seen a Donald Trump negative COVID test? Have they produced that shit?
They took one yesterday before everybody took tests and showed everybody else the tests yesterday.
And so he was negative?
Yes.
Okay. Good job, Donnie.
I mean, I would assume if I was Biden's people, wouldn't you be like, I
want to
be in the room. Yeah, I want to watch everything.
I don't want to know. No, I see. This is what I have a big problem with. I don't think anyone should be meeting live and in person with these fucking people, because obviously these people operate in such a way that they do not respect this fucking virus. You know what I mean? I mean, it's spreading throughout their fucking campaign. I don't think any reasonable person would want to be around them.
Well, right.
Fuck that. I don't want to go near him.
It's kind of been that way for 3.5 years. I mean, what reasonable person wants to be around any of these Trump scumbags?
Oh, who wants to hang out with Trump? Giuliani. Oh, look, there's Rudy. He's reclining on the couch, jacking off inside his pants while someone he thinks is 15
I was tucking
years
in my
old.
Shirt. I was tucking in my shirt.
You people are fucking monsters.
9/11.
They are, though. These people are monsters. These GOP nutballs, they are fucking monsters. They're monstrous.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. The COVID shit show continues and gets worse.
Yes.
And as vice president, hopefully soon to be president number 46, Joe Biden said he's got nothing. He's got no plan. And when kind of asked about a plan, he said, well, you know, Hunter Biden, Ukraine, Burisma.
Here's what, yeah, I mean, the thing that's very disturbing
it's fine,
about
we got it.
All of that is...
Joe called me a xenophobe.
That was his answer.
Yeah.
He called me a xenophobe when I closed China.
You know, oh, that was crazy. And he...
Which, by the way, he didn't.
Yeah, he did not close China.
No, in that period, 40,000 people came over here from China.
There's no argument he can make that any person with... working faculties would think, oh, you handled the coronavirus quite well. There's just no fucking way.
Apparently,
38%
of the country or 36% of the country think he did a bang up job.
Who says that? Is that what the polls say? That's depressing. There's so many stupid fucking people out there that actually think that.
Two thirds are like, you know, it's obviously a shit show,
yeah.
But
I mean, God,
there's about a third of us that are like, Trump did a great job.
Our society can't like, the thing is,
but they're in that bubble.
People have to be better than they are right now for society to exist.
If
that's what this virus
they're
says.
On Fox and they get Tucker and Laura Ingraham, Fourth Reich Barbie, yeah, and Hannity. And then, God forbid, when one of the regular news shows comes on, they have to flip over to OAN because they might hear Bret Baier say something that might almost be true.
Right, right.
Fox is getting too liberal.
Well, you know what? You know what I think the truth is sometimes? Sometimes I think that we're at the mercy of rich people all of a sudden deciding, oh, my God, we have most of everything. We have to fix that. Oh, shit. Or the world's going to explode. Like, I feel like maybe that at one point that will happen. And then that's where things will get fixed. Or something will happen and most of us will be like, oh, Jesus, what's the point? Let's just take their shit because there's a lot more of us and they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Is there any, is there another choice I'm missing? What am I missing? What's the in between?
In between.
I mean, there must be. I don't see any other choices.
Over at the...
I mean, you know, I don't know.
Drudge Report.
Do you agree? I mean, do you agree that it's either that or, you know, the rich people have to say, okay, we're tired of you guys being poor. It's a bummer. Here's some money. Or do the poor people say, you know what? Fuck you guys. We're taking your shit. Which will it be?
A combo of the two, but I think it will be non-violent.
Right. Oh, okay.
It'll be a voting, we're going to tax the fuck out of you motherfuckers, and if you don't like it, there's the door.
Right.
This is the richest country in the world.
Yeah.
If you don't want to tap into that anymore, adios, bitches.
Right. Yeah.
We're not this Ayn Rand fuckery of these super people only because they're rich. They're
right.
Better than us.
Right.
Is bullshit.
Money will not save you.
Well, right.
In an environment like Mad Max or something.
Billionaires
like that.
Need to wake the fuck up and realize they're billionaires at society's behest. And if society gets pissed off and decides you're not going to be a billionaire anymore, you know, you can maybe kill a few of us.
Right.
But
yes.
Good luck taking on billions of people.
We look forward to seeing you in the Thunderdome.
So I
agree with you. What do they want?
And it's these right wingers and they're still using religion. Look what happened in fucking Poland.
Yes.
Polish SCOTUS, I guess, or it wouldn't be the
SCROTUS.
SC.
I know not.
Oh. POL, Skopel.
Skopel.
The Supreme Court there upheld a law saying no abortions for you if if it's not affecting the mother's health and the baby is completely deformed and will not survive.
It's not funny, but God.
Which are insane. Amnesty International and all these human rights groups said they were arguing on human torture. This is torture. If a woman finds out at 6 months that her baby is dead, will not survive.
Yeah.
The evil Polish men.
Yes.
Have decided that they're going to force that woman to carry that dead baby for 3 more months or until it.
I mean, that really leaves. What you're describing is just so horrific. It's like.
Because Jesus.
I know. It makes no sense. Why?
It's not because Jesus. That's a lie.
Well,
they use that as the cudgel. Their reason is to control women and to control women's sexuality.
Some people.
Because they're sad,
right.
Pathetic little men who can't get laid. They're incels. So they have to use violence and coercion and lies.
So what? Then they have to have a relationship with Sky Daddy or something like that?
No, they don't. They're lying.
Bullshit.
They use Sky Daddy to get into power.
Yeah.
And to get the dumb people to say they're killing the babies. I don't know how to say they're killing the babies in Polish.
Right. You know, Jesus, not for nothing. Does it bother you that people are using you for this? I mean, just like over and over again, you motherfucker. Do something about it. Oh, sorry.
I don't know. The book I read the Bible I read, Jesus, I don't think would have been down with this shit.
Jesus would have said abortion away.
It's the people that came after him that were pretty spectacularly asshole-ish about stuff.
What happened to them? What is their fucking
money
problem?
And power?
Damn.
Money and power.
Right.
They founded a church that started getting popular, and they're like, well, wait a second here. I don't have to get a job.
Yeah.
I can fleece people.
Right.
And say, hey, let's tell him he came back from the dead. Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
We'll
use that one again.
Yeah, yeah.
Which had happened in previous god myths before.
Right.
Virgin birth.
Yes.
Coming back from the dead. All that shit had been used before in previous religions.
Virgin birth. We are insane. Who says that? 'Twas virgin birth.
Well, that's the basis of Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Jesus. Virgin birth, okay. Only one, right? There's only one virgin birth? Is that correct?
Right, unless you're like a frog or something.
Hello, froggy! Virgin birth.
I was just back fucking myself again, just having some kids.
Oh, how did a kid pop out of me back?
Frogs are from England.
Me back.
They're British frogs.
It came out of me back, China.
It did. Drudge report, COVID infections near peak, 70,000 a day. This is not a drill, it says.
Okay, well, what are we doing about it then?
And it's the whole world. The world is now at a critical juncture in the COVID-19 pandemic. Some countries are on a dangerous path facing the prospect of health services collapsing under the strain. The leader of the World Health Organization said today.
Do you know what kind of, I don't know how to say this, that's sounding like just a tremendous cunt, but do you know, like, our society sounds like the most basic, bitch, shitty, fucking apocalyptic end of the world sci-fi flick that you force yourself to watch on Netflix at 3 a.m.
Well, right,
because
they're believable. That's why we
sleep.
That's why we like those movies.
God, it's crazy.
Because they scare us because we're like, well, that could happen. The Handmaid's Tale. Why is The Handmaid's Tale so creepy? Because we know that it really ain't that crazy of a distance for some people to get to The Handmaid's Tale.
Right, and the problem I have with, if this was a movie and we were in the writer's room and they were talking about plots and shit, I would have a tremendous problem with QAnon, because I would say this, how can we have all this shit and QAnon? How? It's too much. We already have enough. That's crazy. You're adding space aliens. Shame on you. That would never happen.
I read a thing about QAnon, and it really is a sense of belonging.
What is it?
That finally someone listens to them and listens to their beliefs and agrees with them. And then there's also some that are into the aspect of, I know something you don't know.
Listen, people in QAnon, I'm going to tell you a truth, and it's a hard one.
I don't think we have a lot of listeners.
If you're listening, this is a tough one, but you're just boring as shit. Nobody wants to listen to you in the first fucking place. So, like, the two things that Vile Experience just said would be very unlikely. That those, you know what I mean? Like, it's very unlikely that you know something most people don't know. And what was the other one? What was the other one? It's very important that they have
a sense of belonging. They belong to a group, a club, a gang
that has a tribe, like a deep understanding or something.
Well, of anything, it's like soccer yobs. They find a group that's them.
Yeah, and it's
that's
not,
how Trump
right
got popular.
All,
there's
all
a lot of fucking assholes in this country. A lot of selfish fucking assholes.
I mean,
greedy. Selfish fucking assholes.
People
incapable of empathy outside of their little bubble.
How do you find yourself in the fucking Proud Boys? That's what I want to know. In 2020,
same thing.
How the fuck do you find yourself in the fucking Proud Boys? That's crazy.
Same thing.
You get to
go and have meetings and touch each other while you're talking about
the cereal
boxes and shit. And then you get to sit around and drink. Put beard oil on each other.
It's so dumb.
Massages, maybe.
You know, it's like, if that's
which
what
is cool. No, rock on if whatever. That's where it stops.
Yeah, but if, Nazis.
But if it then moves into, we're going to take to the streets and start beating the shit out of liberals.
Yeah.
And BLM people and Antifa.
Are they anti-Semitic too?
I don't know if that one's come out yet, but you know, why not?
Heads. Why are you concerning yourself with this? This is sometimes why I think the coronavirus, we are just, no, I don't mean this in a negative way. I mean, we're kind of powerless against this fucking thing because we have a...
Well, but we won't be once we get somebody who
dumb people, though,
agrees
dude.
That it's a
They're
thing.
So stupid. These people are so stupid, some of them.
How could you say that?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Could you say that when we have this as an example?
Okay.
And 40,000 Americans are in the hospital tonight with COVID, including record numbers here in Tennessee. And since the two of you last shared a stage, 16,000 Americans have died from COVID. So please be specific. How would you lead the country during this next stage of the coronavirus crisis? 2 minutes uninterrupted.
So, as you know, 2.2 million people.
He opens with that bullshit.
He smells like OxyContin.
Those are his first words. Somebody tweeted.
He sounds like a barge.
That Xanax Trump is way less interesting than meth Trump.
Yeah. It's funny, though.
Stage of the coronavirus crisis. 2 minutes uninterrupted.
So, as you know, 2.2 million people. Modeled out, we're expected to die. We closed up the greatest economy in the world in order to fight this horrible disease that came from China. It's a worldwide pandemic. It's all over the world. You see the spikes in Europe and many other places right now. If you notice, the mortality rate is down 85%. The excess mortality rate is way down and much lower than almost any other country. And we're fighting it, and we're fighting it hard. There is a spike. There was a spike in Florida, and it's now gone.
Wrong!
He's lying, right? This is a lot of bullshit.
Well, if he means the second spike, yeah, that one's gone. Now we're in a third one.
What the fuck is he talking about? Oh, God. It sounds like he regurgitates, like, figures in numbers that like Dilly would. That seems like he's on the level of like a Brendan Dilly president. Do you know what I mean?
The president of the United States has told more than 20,000 lies, untruths, and falsehoods since coming to office nearly 4 years ago. And tonight he added to the list. Oh, he added to it big time. Here are my top 10 whoppers from the president from tonight's second and final debate And I could have done a top 20, by the way. Number one, he lied in his very first sentence. He said 2.2 million people were expected to die from the coronavirus in the United States. That is false. The model from Imperial College London that he was referring to said 2.2 million people would die if nothing was done, if governments and people did nothing whatsoever. That's his benchmark for success.
Yeah. That is
that's
a
the
good
number.
Fucking point.
And but we all knew and everyone predicted this wasn't hard when that number came out that he would use that number as his benchmark. And as long as 2.1 million or fewer died, he would be like, hey, it could have been so much worse if I didn't do that.
It's going to be
and that's what he's doing.
By January.
Hey, it can't be 2 million. I mean, you heard
that
me.
That is insane.
You heard this Irish guy. It's Mehdi Hasan, by the way, who's British.
He is insane.
But yeah, it's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 2.2 million thing.
Right, right.
And this one, I really wanted, this is one of those times where we needed somebody to say, oh yeah, who?
Right. Yeah.
We have a problem that's a worldwide problem. This is a worldwide problem. But I've been congratulated by the heads of many countries.
Who?
Name one!
Who? Could you, excuse me, Mr. President. Who? Kim?
He sounds,
your buddy Kim? Hey, you're doing a great job killing off all those Americans. We love it.
It just sounds like at any moment he could keel over and go poof in a pile of orange Cheeto dust. I mean, doesn't he sound like...
Yeah, the debate...
I mean, he was destroyed, right?
A disaster for him. Yeah, because, I mean, of course, not in the Trump taintosphere.
Meaning? Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're just now waking up in sticky puddles of their own fluids. After thinking that he just owned Biden left and right.
How could you think that, those of you coated in a sticky puddle?
But most of... most all the normal polls are showing that Biden trounced him, and because this is almost worse.
Yeah,
like what Trump did in the last debate, everybody was like, "What a fucking asshole!"
Right,
but this time
he just got owned.
Well, yeah, and he was like him without the total fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's a spectacular asshole.
Right, right.
That he's got nothing. He's got no empathy for any of these people dying, for anybody suffering under the economic stress. He's got nothing for anybody. It kept coming around to him. And I'm the victim. I'm the victim. By the way, Hunter Biden, Burisma. And you're a corrupt politician. Everybody says you're a corrupt politician, Joe.
I mean, it looked like to me like Joe squared up on every question and kind of killed it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I mean, it's all bullshit. He said, Joe said I just had 50 former intelligence high-ranking officials, including three or four former heads of the CIA under all presidents of all political backgrounds, who said this is a obvious Russian disinformation campaign. This is hard drive bullshit.
We know,
and it's just bullshit.
And to me, I feel like we're always forgetting that Obama told Trump to not hire Michael Flynn, and he did it anyway. And then they found out he was up to bad shit, and they let him work anyway. Doesn't that bother anyone?
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. We're in a situation.
So
damn, he's right.
I just can't wait for him to be president. So, but then at one point, I think I've got it here somewhere. At one point, Trump literally says, I take full responsibility, but it's not my fault. This virus hit. I mean, those literal words.
He's saying lines that we would, he's saying dialogue, and it would be great dialogue written for Alec Baldwin.
Right.
That line is hilarious. It's genius.
My response is he is xenophobic, but not because he shut down access from China.
Boom.
Yeah.
He's a xenophobe, but not because of the China thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's other reasons you can say.
And he did it late after 40 countries had already done that. In addition to that, what he did, he made sure that we had 44 people that were in there in China trying to get to Wuhan to determine what exactly the source was. What did the president say in January? He said, no, he said, this is, he's being transparent. The president of China is being transparent. We owe him a debt of gratitude. We have to thank him. And then what happened was we started talking about using the Defense Act to make sure we go out and get whatever is needed out there to protect people.
Which he only threatened to do. He did invoke the Defense Act. He put out a statement saying, I'm going to do it if they don't start.
Yeah, what did he invoke for the meat packers? Was it the
parts of that. That's what he decided.
To keep the meat coming. So we could
force them to work for his meat packing buddies.
Yeah, but then we all got meat. But we had meat
and
anyway.
Then they all got COVID.
Right. But didn't we discover that there really wasn't a meat shortage?
Correct. That they were lying about it because the big giant meat packers used the pandemic to squeeze out the small and medium sized meat packers. So and they took all their employees, remember? And that's how it happened. That's why all these people were catching COVID because they were cramming extra people into these plants that are working like crazy now to make up for the smaller and medium meat packing plants that they had just wonderfully strangled like the capitalists they are.
Describing is an absolute horror scene. It's
God bless America.
But it is not a horror scene if you're the virus. If you're virus, I don't have a problem with this at all. I can thrive in this. Thank you. That's why we got to figure out how to beat this thing because people just have to do a little
bit. Reaction?
Say over soon. I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the he has the ability to lock himself.
I love that little laugh. I love that little laugh, though.
Listen, Joe Biden kept it under control. I would not have had a problem if he walked over and smacked him in the fucking face.
The ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace. He has this thing about living in a basement.
Biden has put out his last 22 years of tax returns.
Yes.
Where is all this money that he's made? He had a couple of books.
Yeah.
That did well. I'm sure he did some speaking tours.
No,
he was vice president.
No. I heard Joe Biden had a secret Chinese bank account.
Oh, right. And something about the mayor of Moscow's wife giving him $3 million. Did you hear that one?
That's
one of these things.
What in the shit was that?
Well, and that's one of the things that many of the pundits are saying, and that was kind of true, is that, I mean, we follow this shit, and some of the stuff Trump was saying, we had to kind of look up or try to remember.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Or try to remember what it is, yeah. And so regular people that never follow politics
wouldn't know that.
That aren't wallowing in the Hannity fever swamp or the OAN fever swamp, just the regular people who are utterly clueless to what's going on, which is sadly a whole lot of people.
Wake up, Rome is burning, motherfuckers.
That they are. I lost my train of thought. Now.
No, that they're in the Hannity fever swamp. OAN is ejaculating all over the place. People are dying, drowning in the bullshit of Fox News.
Yeah, I was going toward a point, but which is now gone. But as I'm fucking with my computer.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
And the shit about the basement. It's Joe Biden's been out there.
Right. Right.
Is he having COVID super spreader rallies? Well, no. You know what? Golly gee willikers, he's not.
No, because he doesn't. Listen, he doesn't want to get what I don't understand about how that Trump campaign operates. None of them should want to get coronavirus. Are all of them such simpletons that they think they couldn't have got it and that's how it just spread amongst them? Did they think they have like Dilly says, super god level deity genes, and they
and Trump has that healing glow about him,
like,
right?
Hope Hicks must have been shocked that she got COVID.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean,
about some of these people around him.
Know. So gross.
I just can't imagine they're all that dumb, but
they're all coming to Pensacola tonight. And by the way, there are people that went and took, they're already lined up. They're at the airport. and people are taking pictures of the Trumpolos waiting in line. They're all dumb.
Oh, God. Great.
The spreaders are here.
So, yeah, we're learning to live with it, Trump said.
Hey.
We can't lock ourselves in a basement. Obviously, he made a lot of money. So that's all Trump kept doing, was just trying to jujitsu back to Biden's corrupt, Hunter Biden.
Yes.
And that's it. And that's the corruption that he's discovered, is this alleged with something with China. And then Joe is like, I've never taken a dime from any foreign country. By the way, I've put out 22 years of my taxes. You can take a look at.
Right. And what did Joe say at one point I found funny? He was like, listen, I don't want to get into Rudy Giuliani or something.
No,
like
he said, no, look, I don't. Yeah, I'll play that. Yeah, yeah.
Though you have
to respond to that.
30 seconds, please. And then I have a question.
No, number one, he says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. That man or wife going to bed tonight and reaching over to try to touch their, out of habit, where their wife or husband was, is gone. Learning to live with it. Come on.
And Trump's face is like he's shaking his head like, this is so stupid.
We have to do better than we're doing. I mean, he's right. We have to do better.
This.
He wants to close down. He'll close down the country if one person in our massive bureaucracy says we should close it down.
Vice President Biden, your
simply
response.
Not true. We ought to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. We ought to be able to safely open, but when they need resources to open, you need to be able to, for example, if you're going to open a business, have social distancing within the business. You need to have, if you have a restaurant, you need to have plexiglass dividers so people cannot infect one another. You need to be in a position where you can take testing rapidly and know whether a person is in fact infected. You need to be able to trace. You need to be able to provide all the resources that are needed to do this. And that is not inconsistent with saying that what we're going to make sure that we open safely. And by the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, Trump was like, the teachers are having a really low infection rate, which is utterly not true. Just here in Florida, there was a whole school district or a whole area where like 100 and some teachers got it within 4 weeks time.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And by the way, we aren't even tracking that, though, really.
Right.
The state is not officially tracking who dies at schools, who gets infected. None of that shit.
Here's the same old lie.
Yes.
We will protect. We have the best testing in the world by far. That's why we have so many cases.
Let me follow up with you.
And
God damn, I wish Cuomo could tag in for that one right there, because I mean,
and well, here you go. Here's what you were asking for.
Yeah.
Well, his buddy, Rudy Giuliani, he's being used as a Russian pawn. He's being fed information that is Russian, that is not true. And then what happens? Nothing happens. And then you find out that everything is going on here about Russia is wanting to make sure that I do not get elected the next president of the United States, because they know I know them and they know me. I don't understand why this president is unwilling to take on Putin when he's actually paying bounties to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan, when he's engaged in activities that are trying to destabilize all of NATO. I don't know why he doesn't do it, but it's worth asking the question.
Trump tried to say after this that he made our relationship with NATO better because he made those fuckers pay up some more.
Yeah.
NATO's better. I got $1.6 billion out of them.
He said also something. This fucker is just infuriating. And he said, did he say something about the plexiglass dividers?
They're very expensive. Yeah. You can't do the plexiglass, Joe.
Fuck off.
Very expensive.
Man, what a dick. He's just a dick.
Money from Russia. Now, about your thing last night, I knew all about that. And through John Ratliff, who is fantastic, DNI, he said the one thing that's common to both of them, they both want you to lose, because
Iran and Russia. He's trying to say that the DNI told him, and this will be interesting to see if that rat fuck face, Ratcliffe, ever turns on him because he's now saying that Ratcliffe told him that both Iran and Russia are trying to make Trump lose.
Do you know what I find just horrifically funny about this whole situation is that our other choice in 2016 was Hillary. None of this
right.
would be happening. Not one single bit of this. This COVID thing would be a different fucking ball game. Oh.
They both want you to lose because there has been nobody tougher than Russia. With, between the sanctions, nobody tougher than me on Russia. Between the sanctions, between all of what I've done with NATO, you know, I've got the NATO countries to put up an extra 100.
So he's saying, look at how much I've screwed Russia by getting NATO to pay up some money.
Fuck you. Pay me, motherfucker.
$30 billion going to $420 billion a year. That's to guard against Russia. I sold, while he was selling pillows and sheets,
What does that mean?
Nobody knows.
Did he get it mixed up with Michael Lindell for a
second? That's what I thought. Nobody knows. And Biden's head even snapped up and looked like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, pillows?
And Biden didn't even bite. Good for him. But
I'm sorry. I want to know what the fuck he's talking about, though. God, I didn't feel like that. Don't you want to know what he was talking about? Why does he say that?
Why? And that's why Biden, like you said, his head snapped over. Like, what?
It struck me as a don't cast aspersions upon my asparagus kind of a moment.
Yeah, I really don't know. Selling pillows?
Go ahead and sell your sheets and pillows to somebody else.
When he was off selling
sheets. He was selling pillows and sheets. I sold tank busters to Ukraine. There has been nobody tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Money from
Russia. I sold tank busters to Ukraine.
When I sold pillows and sheets. When he sold pillows and sheets, I was selling tank busters.
During your term, during you and Barack Obama, they took over a big part of what should have been Ukraine. You handed it to them, but you were getting a lot of money from Russia. They were paying you a lot of money, and they probably still are. But now, with what came out today, it's even worse. All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in.
This is really just Trump 100% trying to recreate 2016.
I mean, he sounds...
It's even on the almost to the day, because today is the anniversary, I think, of... when Comey came out with by the way, we're still investigating her emails we kind of pretty much are sure it helped torpedo her election.
Yeah, I think today is the day where if your last name is Trump, you say things like an insane person. Because, you know, he sounds just like that clip you're playing of his son. I mean, they're the same fucking person. It just struck me. Like Don Jr. and Trump, I mean, it's an obvious comparison, but they're very similar. I mean,
they're both dumb and...
Yeah, not in great ways.
Useless, yeah.
And I don't mean that complimentary.
Raking in you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening, and it should have never happened. And I think you owe an explanation to the American people. Why is it? Somebody just had a news conference a little while.
Somebody just had a news conference. You know, Jacob Wall and that other guy have news conferences, too. He makes it sound like, you know, somebody just had a news conference.
You know, dear America, it is not fair to the rest of the planet to have this guy in charge of nukes.
So
I'm sorry.
This news conference he's talking about is they thought they had it. They trotted out one of Hunter Biden's former business partners who they said, that's it. This guy's going to blow the whistle. And the guy came out and blew a big wet turd. Nothing.
So nothing.
Nothing.
Did it have to do with these laptop hard drives?
There's nothing. There's literally nothing that the guy that they came out with. That's what Trump is referring to. This, I don't know, there was this press conference today.
Are you going to be like the rest of lamestream media and not bring up what the story InfoWars aired the other day, that there was a video of Hunter Biden torturing people?
No, I mean, I guess we're still waiting for that.
That's what he said, though, right?
Yeah.
So there's people, nothing with that.
Why
story.
Is it? Somebody just had a news conference a little while ago who was essentially supposed to work with you and your family. But what he said was damning. And regardless of me, I think you have to clean it up and talk to the American people. Maybe you can do it right now.
What the fuck?
Vice President Biden, you may respond. And then I do want to follow up on the election security.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president. I have released all of my tax returns. 22 years. Go look at them. 22 years of my tax return. You have not released a single solitary year of your tax return. What are you hiding? Why are you unwilling? The foreign countries are paying you a lot. Russia's paying you a lot. China's paying you a lot. And your hotels and all your businesses all around the country, all around the world. And China's building a new road to a new a golf course you have overseas. So what's going on here? Why don't release your tax return or stop talking about corruption?
Now he goes on to do the same bullshit he did 4 years ago, where he said, I talked to my attorney or to my accountants, and they said I'm still under audit. I will immediately, as soon as they say I can release. It's a lie. It's a lie. There's no rule. There's no law that says you cannot release your tax returns while they're under audit. There's nothing that says that.
Is China really building a road to his golf course? But a golf course that he owns, right? It's a Trump golf course.
I don't know
course.
If he owns it or if he's just sold his stupid name to it.
So they make money off of it. So it does. I can see that seems like, an unacceptable conflict of interest. Hi, I'm a foreign power. I'm in charge of this foreign power, but I also own a golf course in your country. And I really need you to build a road so people can get to it so I can make a fuck ton of cash. That well, seems right.
Or, you know, how
unethical,
about,
right?
Ivanka is looking for some patents that, you know.
Why does Ivanka need a patent?
Because
what is she inventing?
I'm a businesswoman.
Does she invent things that I'm not aware of? Is that what she does?
I'm a businesswoman. And
if she's getting all these patents, what is she inventing?
Nothing. She's buying them from the people that really did the work.
And then making a lot of money off
yes,
of them.
Yes, of course.
Gosh, what a great planet we live on. Capitalism is just bonkers.
So, yeah, this is kind of was a dream debate because Joe Biden got to actually show that he has empathy for what's going on for people. And trash Trump, and all Trump kept coming back with was, I don't know, Joe, what about these emails? What about? It's really sad that this was Trump's like October surprise, and it's ridiculous. It's
you
bullshit.
Cannot,
nobody's believing it.
He's either got to be off the rails, rally Trump. He's dancing. He's complaining that Bill Barr's not jailing Hillary. He's got to be that guy. Or he's this guy. He seems like he was in a fog of opium.
To talk about this more broadly, respond very quickly and then I'll get to my question.
Why he's been saying this for 4 years. Show us. Just show us. Stop playing around. You've been saying for 4 years you're going to release your taxes. Nobody knows it, Mr. President. What they do know is you're not.
Oh, Trump just said that. Everybody knows. Then I'm under audit. This is one of those everybody knows.
Yeah.
Biden finally called about. Nobody knows.
Yeah. You're lying.
He knows, Mr. President. What they do know is you're not paying your taxes or you're paying taxes that are so low. When last time he said what he paid, he said, I only pay that little because I'm smart. I know how to game the system. Come on. Come on, folks.
Biden did that a lot last night, and I thought it was kind of effective. Where it's, what else can you say? Come on,
I agree. I mean, you know, there's so many stories. It feels like it. You know, I don't know. We're at a come on moment. I mean, we have to do a little better,
right?
You know what I mean,
right?
Excuse me. No, I have to respond to that.
Okay.
What?
Very quickly, and then we're going to move on to North Korea.
With $1.5 billion from China to manage, after spending 10 minutes in office and being in Air Force Two, number one. Number two, there's a very strong email talking about...
There's a very strong email. This is from the Hunter Biden hard drive.
Someone, dun, dun, dun. Someone put orange rapey grandpa to bed right now because this is... He's lost it, right?
Talking about your family wanting to make $10 million a year for introductions.
President Trump, on China policy, though, what specifically are you going to do? What specifically are you going to do to make China pay? You've said you're going to make them pay.
First of all, China is paying. They're paying billions and billions of dollars. I just gave $28 billion.
Got, and this whole exchange is such a lie from him, and Biden's 100% right. Tariffs are paid by the American people.
Yeah.
Tariffs are paid by the American people. Tariffs but are paid by the American people.
That is, he's been saying the opposite forever.
And he's crowing about the $28 billion that they had to give to the farmers to bail them out because China stopped and other countries stopped buying our shit because of the fucking tariffs.
Hey, guess what? Guess what, though? At least they're on to something there.
And then Joe says, that's taxpayer money. And and Trump says, no, it's China money. I got that money. $200 billion from China.
Oh, my God. Tariffs.
But that's just not how it works. The American people, the importers and everyone pass those costs on.
Yeah.
To the American people.
But this is one of these fascist things that he says over and over and over until it's true.
Right.
To, like, you know... There are people that definitely believe that and that you don't need to explain to them otherwise because they're bonkers, you know, and they need some lithium.
Sanctions?
I just gave $28 billion to our farmers.
Taxpayers' money.
It's what?
Taxpayers' money. Didn't come from China.
You know, the taxpayers, it's called China. China paid $28 billion, and you know what they did to pay it, Joe? They devalued their currency, and they also paid up. And you know who got the money? Our farmers, our great farmers, because they...
That's just 100% not true. He's making it sound like he squeezed the Chinese and got $28 billion out of them and handed it to the farmers. It's 100% wrong.
That is a lie.
The $28 billion is taxpayer money, and he didn't get any money from China. We're giving money to China.
Right, right. But
and the deficit got worse. The trade deficit that he squealed about, that he was going to get down to zero.
I mean, the way I look at it is, if before you didn't need to subsidize the farmers, but you did something, and now you do, so...
And he may have permanently destroyed the business.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
Because, what was it, soybeans, we found out. The Chinese were like, okay, fuck you, and the Mexicans were like, hey... We grow soybeans.
Right.
And so the Mexicans and the Chinese made a deal now.
So now we have to offer a better deal. We have to undercut the Mexicans.
We're not.
You know, undercut Mexico.
At some point, it's no more. Yeah. Mexico, who pays people?
I'm not saying Mexicans like
$2 a month.
Mexicans, I don't mean like that.
But I mean, they may not be adhering to a lot of labor laws that, you know, what I'm talking about that we may have here.
This is how I feel about this. And maybe you disagree, but I really think Trump has really fucked this situation up so fucking hugely. Do you agree?
American families.
They tried to meet with him. They tried to meet with him. He wouldn't do it.
He's talking about the North Koreans tried to meet with Obama. It's a lie. Obama refused to ever consider meeting with Kim.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to
legitimize
him.
Legitimize.
They tried to meet with him. They tried to meet with him. He wouldn't do it. He didn't like Obama. He didn't like him. He wouldn't do it.
They tried to respond to that before we move on.
And that's okay. You know what? North Korea, we're not in a war. We have a good relationship. You know, people don't understand. Having a good relationship with leaders of other countries is a good thing.
We have a lot of questions to get to.
That's like saying we had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on. The reason he would not meet with President Obama is because President Obama said, we're going to talk about denuclearization. We're not going to legitimize you, and we're going to continue to put stronger and stronger sanctions on you. That's why he wouldn't meet with us.
All right.
Trump is saying there was going to be a war, and I stopped the war by sucking Kim's dick is basically what he's saying.
But you know, what was Obama did containment. Like, that was their policy with North Korea, right?
Yeah, yeah, and sanctions.
Yeah, and that was Hillary's speech, right? That's what Hillary was going to do. She was going to continue that.
Well, and start holding China responsible, because China can sometimes hold the leash for North Korea.
Right, and I just don't understand what a win for Trump would be with North Korea, because to me a win is nobody shoots nuclear bombs at each other.
Well, that's what he just said. That's his win.
Oh, okay.
He considers it a win.
But he thinks what he's doing is keeping us away from that?
Well, and Biden said, meanwhile, he's developed missiles that can reach farther and farther into the United States while this is all going on.
Biden has to ask him. Someone has to hold him responsible for tweeting something about wanting to destroy North Korea. Do you remember that? Some general saw it and had to call the Pentagon see what the fuck was up. That
accusing you of wanting socialized medicine. What do you say to people who have concerns that your health care plan, which includes a government insurance option, takes the country one step closer to a health care system run entirely by the government? What's your response to that?
I say it's ridiculous. It's like saying that, you know, we're the idea that the fact that there's a public option that people can choose, that makes it a socialist plan. Look, the difference between the president, I think health care is not a privilege, it's a right. Everyone should have the right to have affordable health care. And I am very proud of my plan. It's gotten endorsed by all the major labor unions, as well as a whole range of other people who, in fact, are concerned in the medical field. This is something that's going to save people's lives. And this is going to give some people an opportunity to have health care for their children. How many of you home are worried and rolling around in bed tonight wondering what in God's name you're going to do if you get sick? Because you've lost your home insurance, your health insurance, your company's gone under. We have to provide health insurance for people at an affordable rate, and that's what I do.
There you go.
Trump is like, we need to take everyone's health care away.
So, yeah, so Trump doesn't want to talk about health care at all.
I can imagine why.
So he pivots to something similar.
My God.
Fracking.
Yes.
That's what I do.
President Trump,
excuse me, he was there
response.
For 47 years. He didn't do it. He was now there as vice president for 8 years. And it's not like it was 25 years ago. It was 3 3/4. It was just a little while ago, right? Less than 4 years ago.
He yes, uses it this was. Pathetic argument throughout that saying, you know, why didn't you get this done in 47 years? Well, he was a representative and then he was a senator.
There's not
a lot one senator can get done. One senator is not going to get 40 years of sweeping liberal reform done by himself.
Unless he's a tremendous fucking crook and has no ethics. I mean, that's who Trump is, right? Trump, when the government disagrees with him, he doesn't understand. Well, why don't you send a couple of thugs up to the White House? That's probably how he thinks.
Right? Less than 4 years ago. He didn't do anything. He didn't do it. He wants socialized medicine. And it's not that he wants it. His vice president. I mean, she is
black. Did you know she's black? That's what he wanted to say.
So sad.
Vice president. I mean, she is more liberal than Bernie Sanders. And wants.
By the way, not true. I don't know where this comes from.
But who gives a fuck? I mean, whatever.
She's more liberal than Bernie Sanders means she's more black than Bernie Sanders, is what Trump is saying.
Whatever you think about this idiot, we know what you like. Ivanka, Happy Meals, golf, rape, and what else is he into?
I mean, she is more liberal than Bernie Sanders and wants it even more. Bernie Sanders wants it. The Democrats want it. You're going to have socialized medicine, just like you went with fracking. We're not going to have fracking. We're going to stop fracking. We're going to stop fracking. Then he goes to Pennsylvania after he gets a nomination, where he got very lucky to get it. And he goes to Pennsylvania and he says, oh, we're going to have fracking. And you never asked that question. And by the way, so far, I respect very much the way you're handling this, I have to say.
By the way.
But somebody should ask the question.
Trump was actually nice to her. Well, Kristen Welker at the end, he waved to her and thanked her and said, you know, gave her the thumbs up and said, you gave a good job. While Melania was earning some bonus money standing there next to him.
Melania
was there. And
wow.
We've got another slapping the hand away moment.
Does she have a mask
on? She does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, of course. She doesn't want to catch this shit again. Or give it to her child. Oh, isn't that interesting?
You never asked that question. And by the way, so far, I respect very much the way you're handling this, I have to say.
By the way.
But somebody should ask the question.
You can
ask. He goes for a year. There will be
we have a number of topics.
No, but that's a big question.
We're going to get to
the same thing with socialized medicine.
I have to respond,
Vice President, your response, please.
My response is people deserve to have affordable health care. Period.
Yeah, that's it. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
God, who are these monsters that are the GOP? They really are little bastards that hate people. Why? Yeah. Why is this guy president? How is this guy even allowed to be the head of the Republicans? That's crazy. You guys are so fucking the fucked up.
I'm waving to Florida right now.
Are they not fucked up? They are fucked up.
When he says public option,
listen,
he's talking about socialized medicine and when he and healthcare. When he talks about a public option, he's talking about destroying your Medicare, totally destroyed, and destroying your Social Security.
Which this took some stones because the Biden kills him on this one. Every single budget Trump has put out has put in some hit to Social Security and Medicare.
Why?
He's just lying.
It's maybe there's just the tone deafness. What I'm going to say is so incredibly obvious, and it's just the tone deafness the Republicans are having in this pandemic. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like I don't know how else to say
they're
it.
Dumb.
The idea that you would
want to playing on the dumb.
You were in the middle of a pandemic and you want to pull back on health benefits. What?
And this whole country will come down. You know, Bernie Sanders tried it. In his state. He tried it in his state. His governor was a very liberal governor. They want to make it work.
Okay. Let's let Vice President Biden respond. He's a very confused guy.
He thinks he's running against somebody else. He's running against Joe Biden. I beat all those other people because I disagreed with them.
Which pissed off the liberals, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah,
that line there, but
wait a second. One second. Is Trump referring to the liberal governor Howard Dean? Is that who Trump's referring to in this?
Did Howard Dean try to give socialized medicine in Vermont? I don't know who the governor
Vermont,
was at the time or whatever.
I thought Howard Dean legalized gay marriage. I thought that was it. Yeah, I'm just wondering because my only feeling is does Trump want to mix it up with Howard Dean?
No,
or something?
Trump's just trying to paint Joe Biden as a Bernie Sanders AOC squad. He even says it, AOC plus three. He's trying to say that Biden is going to be bowing down to AOC and the super liberals and Bernie.
What? Well, no, but Biden does have to sit down with the squad.
Well, of course, and he has.
And the left?
And he did.
Yeah, I mean,
he sat with Bernie and they came up with a platform together.
But if you're a racist, fucking sexist, misogynistic rape fuck like our president,
you've already got a coalition.
Yes. Sitting down with AOC is that, right? That's bowing down. That's to him, it's bowing down.
Joe Biden. I beat all those other people because I disagreed with them. Joe Biden, he's running against. And the idea that we're in a situation that they're going to destroy Medicare, this is the guy that the actuary at Medicare said, if in fact, at Social Security, if in fact he continues to withhold his plan to withhold the tax on Social Security will be bankrupt in by 2023 with no way to make up for it. This is the guy who's tried to cut Medicare. So the idea that Donald Trump is lecturing me on Social Security and Medicare? Come on.
Come on.
Come on, man.
And then Biden said Trump's crowing about the stock market. And Biden said the idea the stock market is booming, it's his only measure of what's happening. Where I come from in Scranton and Claymont, people don't live off the stock market.
Yeah. That's gambling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to me, there's a stock market in there.
And I thought this was a good argument. He used it a couple times where Trump was going after the Democrat cities. You know, you look at the COVID, you look at the COVID relief bill that Nancy put forward. It was a big giveaway to the Democrat cities.
Oh, my God.
It was Democrat cities trying to steal money.
Well,
and here Joe Biden goes after him.
Yeah.
For forgetting that he's president of all the states.
Right.
It was really a big bailout for badly run Democrat cities and states.
All right,
by the way,
if
I get elected, I'm running as a proud Democrat, but I'm going to be an American president. I don't see red states and blue states. What I see is American, United States. And folks, every single state out there finds themselves in trouble. They're going to start laying off, whether they're red or blue, cops, firefighters, first responders, because teachers, because they have to balance their budget. And the founders were smart. They allowed the federal government to deficit spend to compensate for the United States of America.
I want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what kind of moron do you have to be at this point, and you're not like,
right?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go vote for Joe Biden. come on.
They talked about immigration, and Trump lied about the 500 children. He said they're brought here by coyotes and bad people in the cartels, specifically the 545 children that the story came out that they cannot find their parents. Came with parents. They're not coyote kids. They didn't come unaccompanied. Right. They had parents and were separated.
It is absolutely insane.
So that's a lie. This is a lie.
These 500 plus kids.
No, wait, that's Biden. Mm-hmm. Trump said that. This is Biden's response.
Came with parents. They separated them at the border to make it a disincentive to come to begin with. Bay, real tough. We're really strong. And guess what? They cannot. It's not coyotes didn't bring them over. Their parents were with them. They got separated from their parents. And it makes us a laughing stock and violates every notion of who we are as a nation.
Let me ask you a follow-up question.
Kristen, they did it. We changed the policy.
Why?
That is such a fucking lie.
Well, Trump's trying to use that. They put him in cages. Because there's that picture from 2014 where, yes, Some of the families were in a holding area that had fence around it, that there was a cage.
Yeah, and that's horrific.
Horrific. But the family separation, and shame on the Obama administration for the record number of deportations.
Right, right.
But we acknowledge that, and that was something we disagreed with. We don't have a great leader that we agree with every little drop of fluid that comes off of him and lap it up.
Imagine if you're a Trumpo listening, imagine you if you had a leader that you could kind of like, I support this guy, but you could disagree with him every once in a while.
Drone strikes.
Yeah, that sucks.
We just talk about those drone strikes, Barack.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
But so Trump really has nothing on this because he can't empathize with these families. They're evil criminals.
Why? What? I would want to ask him, what's the coronavirus situation in these detention facilities?
Oh, it's wonderful. Basically said, let me see if he says it here. He basically says, hey, these kids are living great.
Let me ask you a follow-up
question.
Kristen,
they did it. We changed the policy.
Your response
they
to
did
that?
It. We changed.
Did not.
They built the cages. Who built the cages,
let's,
Joe?
Let's talk about what
who
we're
built
talking
the cages,
about. Let's
Joe.
Talk about what we're talking about. What happened?
Well,
parents were ripped. Their kids were ripped from their arms and separated. And now they cannot find over 500 of sets.
By the way, we found out that there were kids literally breastfeeding.
Yeah.
That were taken away from their mothers.
That is horrific.
So those parents and those kids are alone. Nowhere to go. It's criminal.
Let me ask
Kristen,
you about
I will say this. They went down. We brought reporters, everything. They are so well taken care of.
Jacob Soboroff came on after this on MSNBC, who's written a book about the whole horrific war crimes that we've committed human rights crimes that this country committed with this separation of families bullshit.
Yeah.
And he said, I was one of those reporters Trump's talking about that we invited down. There were kids sleeping on concrete floors with Mylar blankets.
Oh my
That's
God.
Not great.
That's
not optimal.
That's horrible. That's fucking horrible.
And then this was, well.
Only the really, I hate to say.
So this is after, I don't have that big lie.
What is wrong with him?
Maybe he says it here. No, but. Catch and release. He goes on this thing. He's like, I ended catch and release. And Biden's like, that's not something to crow about. The catch and release that they call it to dehumanize even more would be that if someone is here undocumented and they are apprehended and we find out they're undocumented, we give them a court date.
Yes.
We say, show up for this court date.
Yeah, but we let them in the country.
And we leave them to go with their family.
But
Trump
says
we ended that. We catch and deport.
That is insane.
Well, and horrific.
And
then Trump goes on and says 99 out of 100 don't come back. They don't show up for those hearings. And Biden's like, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. And today, of course, all the fact checks, it's literally the opposite.
Yeah.
99% show up for their hearings.
What doesn't make sense to me with this, if someone wants to be a citizen, they apply, whatever, and you send them away, where do they go while they're waiting on their papers to come through? They're not in the country, right?
Now?
Yeah, where do they go to wait? If they're not allowed to be in
Now they're waiting in Mexico. They're waiting. That's one of the things that Biden
said. I have with this is like if you're seeking asylum to America,
exactly.
What's the point?
That's why
America.
Biden said you come here and you make the case of why you should be allowed to stay.
You don't have to
send a paper airplane notes across the border saying, hey, can I come in? Hey, can I come in? Hey, can I come in?
It's just the logic to that.
I'm getting raped over here right now. Sorry.
Doesn't it seem cruel and illogical? Why have a rule? Why make a pact? Why let
That's
someone have asylum
the
if you're not going to give it to them?
Cruelty is the point. They don't want to give people asylum. Trump refuses to acknowledge that the vast majority of these people are leaving shitty, horrible, fucking nasty lives to come here for a better life. They're not rapists and criminals and drug mules.
That is so disgusting that someone is coming here and they want asylum. And our first thing is like, we're afraid you might be.
Because the Republicans have found their boogeyman.
Jesus Christ, you stupid Christians.
To give to their, to scare their evil base.
If you're a fucking Christian, this should infuriate you, right? Shouldn't it?
That the evil Mexicans are coming and taking our jobs? You are damn right, it offends us.
Yeah, that's true. That's how, that's it, right? That's how they
100%,
feel. 100%. Doesn't make any sense. Someone needs help. They walk here. They get here. And then somebody says, come back in 6 weeks. Meanwhile, hang out in wherever fuck, Tijuana.
An absolute lie that they don't come back for their hearings. Just a profound lie. And he says 1% come back, and it's 1% show up.
I would call that a successful fucking program, wouldn't you?
And then he says this about the ones that do come back.
Only the really, I hate to say this, but those with the lowest IQ, they might come back.
Okay, President Trump, let's give Vice President Biden a chance to respond. And then
so the smart, evil ones are out and only the dumb, honest ones. You notice that?
Yes.
That he considers the ones that show up for their hearings
stupid
to be the dumb ones who are following the law and doing the right thing. There's the mindset of Donald Trump.
This is Christian Welker, correct?
Yes.
Do you think she was trying to save him when she cut him off? Because,
no, she's trying to move on.
Is sounding insane. That sounds crazy, what he said. And that's a crazy person. They're stupid. Jesus. That's our president. Our president is a fucking idiot.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody.
Possible exception, with the exception of, the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln, which means he's not sure that Abraham Lincoln did more for the blacks than him.
You know, we're lucky.
By the Johnson.
Yeah.
Signed a couple of bills too, like the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act. Yeah,
yeah, but he had some. He was
he had
racist,
issues, but
you know?
Nonetheless, he did.
This guy is crazy as fuck, you know. And I think we're just lucky that we made it through the hurricane season without him trying to nuke one of them.
Yeah, I had a definite LOL moment when he said that possible exception.
God,
with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible.
Did he plan to go there? Did he plan to go there? Was this a planned moment, or did he just He said this
shit like that before.
Oh, okay.
But I think this is the first time he may have said possible exception.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done. Criminal justice reform.
Joe Biden just was, he was looking up in the air in disbelief. And then when Trump said, possible exception of Abraham Lincoln, Joe Biden looked out of the audience and laughed. And then now he's got his head down. He's trying not to laugh.
He doesn't know what to say. What do you say to this guy?
Well, a little while later.
You know.
President Biden, let me ask you very quickly, and then I have a follow-up question for you.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Abraham Lincoln here.
I met Abraham Lincoln. You, sir, know Abraham Lincoln.
And I think this is one of the central points of the evening right here.
Questions for both of you.
Well, I tell you what, I hope he does look at me, because what's happening here is, you know who I am. You know who he is. You know his character. You know my character. You know our reputations for honor and telling the truth. I am anxious to have this race. I am anxious to see this take place. I am, the character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
Let me.
There you go.
Just say it, Joe. This guy over here is out of his fucking mind. And every day he walks around with, I think about this a lot. This man walks around with a satchel of the nuclear football, that is, something.
I think some of the generals have probably put in some protocols that we'll find out about later that are like, you know, we changed the color.
I would like to think so. I really would.
I think there would. They did with Nixon, right?
Somebody is listening to this podcast going, you know, they don't. These guys think that they're wrong. They don't do shit.
Here we go again with Russia.
We're going to continue on the issue of race.
Boy, oh boy.
Why does he sound so Russia? I mean.
And then he keeps calling it Russia, Russia, Russia. Like,
does it bother?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Is his point that why are we talking about it? That it bothers him?
Yes.
But it's a huge thing with his administration, wouldn't you agree? I mean, he has weird ties with Russia. He has weird ties with financial.
China, we've found out
financial
now.
Financial ties. Oh, yes. I mean, it's, am I to understand this? The secret Chinese bank account is a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Described the Black Lives Matter movement as a symbol of hate. You've shared a video of a man chanting white power to millions of your supporters. You've said that black professional athletes exercising their First Amendment rights should be fired. What do you say to Americans who say that kind of language from a president is...
By the way, he's really bad at those kind of questions. Like, even the last question where she says, please talk directly to the American people and tell them the answer to this question, he's incapable of it. He went right to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Hunter. And Biden looked at the camera and said, here's what I'm going to tell you.
And she's helping him at this moment. I mean, he could very easily look at the camera and say what she said is real. And I hate that I did that. And I hate that happened. And I'm going to do a better job for you this time around.
Who say that kind of language from a president is contributing to a climate of hate and racial strife.
Well, you have to understand, the first time I ever heard of Black Lives Matter, they were chanting pigs in a blanket, talking about police. Pigs, talking about our police. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I said, that's a horrible thing. And they were marching down the street.
So, if you were watching
my pants
MSNBC, Joy Reid went off afterwards, righteously and rightfully, about this, what we've said here before, too, this pigs in a blanket, fry them in bacon. There is a video of some people walking down chanting that.
Yeah, okay.
Has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Joy Reid said, I was at that rally. I walked up and down Black Lives Matter. I know the people that run Black Lives Matter. Had nothing to do with it. There was a fringe group
that was marching somewhere else nearby that was doing that with no affiliation.
Right.
And it I don't believe it's happened again. If it has, it's happened in really small numbers. But that's the one typical conservative thing. They find one instance, and that's their go-to. Look at what about the Black Lives chanting the pigs in a blanket?
But that makes no sense. If that's a one-time thing, then you say, that's an anomaly. That's an anomaly.
What's that?
Well, you're going to put that right. No,
it isn't.
No, you're not allowed to talk about
all
that.
All those blacks, you know, they all want to kill the police. You know it.
It's insane. You can't mention this. That's all. They can't talk about it. But they can. They can't resist it.
But he's even showing the typical conservative, lunatic, racist fuck response.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's saying, hey, all I know about Black Lives Matter is that they walk down the street chanting pigs in a blanket.
Why does he, in that moment...
So you think the president of the United States would know what the actual Black Lives Matter organization and movement is about?
He should know it.
Which is about, please stop shooting us.
Listen, he should know it. If it's my president, I would want him to take up the motherfucking cause
and would also know that Antifa is not an organized official organization.
There's no
president of Antifa and vice presidents and things like that. There is no Antifa.
Right. And explain to me what's wrong with an anti-fascist. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it?
So, I mean, this is just a profound lie.
He's an asshole.
And admitting that he's an ignorant racist pig by saying, hey, what do I know from Black Lives Matter?
Somehow that seems like a compliment to him.
Black Lives Matter. They were chanting pigs in a blanket, talking about police. Pigs, pigs, talking about our police. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I said, that's a horrible thing. And they were marching down the street. And that was my first glimpse of Black Lives Matter. I thought it was a terrible thing. As far as my relationships with all people, I think I have great relationships with all people.
And now comes the statement that if you have to make it,
then there's an issue, correct? I think
I am the least racist person in this room.
If you have to make the statement,
what did he say?
I am the least racist person in this room.
He's saying, I mean, it doesn't say anything that this bigoted white male is saying this to a person of color.
He's looking straight at Kristen Welker, by the way.
How does he say this?
Person in this room.
What do you say to Americans who are concerned by that rhetoric?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I got criminal justice reform done.
Look at what I let some of those Negroes out of jail. Sessions didn't want to let me, but I did it anyway.
What, Mr. President? Say Black Lives Matter. Say it, motherfucker.
Prison reform and opportunity zones. I took care of black colleges and universities. I don't know what to say. They can say anything.
They're so ungrateful, those blacks.
I took care of them.
Those blacks are so ungrateful. Look at
this man operates like Tony fucking Soprano. Like, I took care of him.
Yeah.
Here, this is an envelope. You take this to this guy. Now they're taken care of.
Universities, I don't know what to say. They can say anything. I mean, they can say anything. It's a very, it makes me sad.
Oh,
because
bullshit.
I am the least racist person.
Now, this is where it gets really even weirder because
does it?
He's really intent on confining the distance that he's the least racist person to the room.
Right. Well,
like one might say, I'm the least racist person there is. Or, but he keeps going with this
in the room.
In this room, I'm the least racist person.
Well, I mean, I think if I was Trump and you're going to do that, I would try to make the group as small as possible.
Because Stephen Miller is by far the least racist.
Stephen Miller's in there. He knows.
David Duke, my good friend.
I think
far less racist than me.
I think Trump is wrong.
It makes me sad because I am the least racist person. I can't even see the audience because it's so dark, but I don't care who's in the audience. I'm the least racist.
So he might be, he's like, you know, if there are some black ones out there, if you could smile so I could see you.
Why is
it so dark out there?
Why does he say that? But why does he say
I don't know if he's looking for black people. and then kind of thinks it's too dark for me to see them.
Or no matter the lighting situation, I don't see color.
No, he's trying to see people in the audience that he would point out are less racist than him. but then he says it's too dark. So I think he's only thinking.
This motherfucker, who practiced with
him?
I think he's
looking for black people and he couldn't find one because it's too dark.
Because I am the least racist person. I can't even see the audience because it's so dark. But I don't care who's in the audience. I'm the least racist person in this room.
God, it's just like, this is the craziest shit I've ever heard right now. I mean, it's so crazy. If you are, imagine you're president of the United States, you're the incumbent, you're trying to get reelected, and you find yourself looking at Kristen Welker, eye contact, saying, I am the least racist person in this room. So... I don't know
where he comes up with these numbers. $100 trillion. Give me a break. This plan.
So once again, Trump is trying to say that Biden is the champion of the Green New Deal with AOC and the squad.
Well, what's wrong with that? That to me is a great thing. I would love that. If Biden came out and said, listen.
Well, and Biden's plan is very aggressive and follows a lot of the Green New Deal, by the way, is a PowerPoint presentation. There's no deal. It's like, hey, these are what the things we should aim for, and we need to do.
Why doesn't Biden come out and say that? Why didn't Biden come out and say, you know what? I love this Green New Deal thing. I'm supporting AOC with this. We're gonna make this happen. People would love him for that shit. Do they not?
We wait for him to say that January 21st.
Why?
But right now he needs
that
to.
That wouldn't hurt him.
But the dummies out there.
The dummies, you know. I don't know. You can't.
This was particularly. I know we're playing too much Trump. I'm probably going to get a lot of emails about people who are like, I don't know. Why do you make me?
I'm sorry.
I can't listen to your show this time. It's too much Trump. But this, I mean.
We. What are we supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
This is crazy shit.
Let me see. Let me edit.
That dog is on, you know what, duty right now, man.
We're almost at the end here, but this was particularly heinous.
Yes.
I want to move on to our final section. President Trump, people of color are much more likely to live near oil refineries and chemical plants. In Texas, there are families who worry the plants near them are making them sick. Your administration has rolled back regulations on these kinds of facilities. Why should these families...
By the way, he's nodding proudly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we rolled back facilities for them to keep their shit cleaner.
You're the only one in that room that agrees with that thinks that's good. Well, okay.
Don Jr.'s there.
And oh, is Ivanka, he really?
And, yeah.
Oh, regulations on these kinds of facilities. Why should these families give you another 4 years in office?
The families that we're talking about are employed heavily, and they are making a lot of money, more money than they've ever made.
What?
They're employed heavily, and they're making more money than they've ever made. So he's saying, hey, these blacks, I've done everything. They're making more money. So, hey, they shouldn't bitch about living near a chemical plant.
Yeah, that's
going to give them the cancer.
What kind of answer is that?
It's not.
It's not like he didn't buy a body.
He heard people of color. That's all. That's it. So people of color live disproportionately near these places because that's our evil system. Because in Patland, the law is the executives are the ones that get that land.
Yes,
surrounding all of their chemical plants.
Yeah.
And they're down water. They're down river of
you
any river they
shit.
May pollute. Yes.
You ordered this shit.
Exactly. You live there.
Yeah,
what happens is that the poor people are stuck around it, and they can get the cancer.
Yes.
And they can get have the bad lungs.
Oh, because fuck them. What are they going to do? Sue me?
But then Trump says, hey, look, I gave the blacks a lot of jobs and money.
Yeah, I mean, she is talking. She is not talking. You know what's crazy? That answer must have been shocking for Kristen Welker to hear.
Another 4 years in office.
The families that we're talking about are employed heavily, and they are making a lot of money, more money than they've ever made. If you look at the kind of numbers that we produce for Hispanic, for Black, for Asian, it's 9 times greater, the percentage gain, than it was under in 3 years, than it was under 8 years of the two of them, to put it nicely.
What does that mean?
You bizarre
two of them.
Motherfucker. I mean, I think
I almost said the N-word there.
Trump, I think Trump needs to pivot from this strategy. This thing where you're normal Trump and you're not raging, you're not a lunatic.
It's worse.
You need to get back on the Adderall.
Yeah. And mad, I mean, you this is bitch. Worse.
Two of them, to put it nicely. Nine times more. Now, somebody lives, I have not heard the numbers or the statistics that you're saying, but they're making a tremendous amount of money economically. We saved it, and I saved it.
Joe Biden just did a head shake like,
what is
this person saying?
Good Christ.
Again, a number of months ago when oil was crashing because of the pandemic, okay. We saved it. We got, say what you want about relationships.
So now he's crowing about, look how I saved those oil plants that are going to kill those black people that are earning good money while they're living in shitty areas.
There is no way you can't. She was asking about health. What about their health? And he
pollution.
And he said nothing about that. They're getting well paid.
Right.
That's not an answer.
So there you go.
So they're really sick, but they have money. Okay.
Then there's a video of, it says compare and contrast, and it's visual, but it's Melania walking up on stage. She's got her mask on, and she goes over. She goes over to Trump. She nods to Joe Biden. He waves to her. Joe puts on his mask. Trump, of course, no mask. Trump is at the lectern. He just nods to her. They don't even really kind of touch. Jill Biden comes up wearing her mask. She waves to Kristen Welker, and she runs up and hugs Joe. And they have a long hug. They look over. Now they're waving to the audience, and they're waving to Kristen Welker and saying she did a good job and shit. And Donald Trump is trying to hold Melania's hand. Melania's waving, and then Trump is really, like, oddly, there's the pull away. She starts to walk away. He's trying to hold her hand. She visibly yanks it out of his hand.
I think they're having a relationship.
While Trump was really awkwardly trying to get Kristen Welker's attention so he could congratulate her, I thought he was really kind of nice to her, actually. But
let's get her side of the story and see what happened. Who knows? So I put a tic tac in. That chased a bunch of people around after the debate.
Oh, what is this clip?
I hope Joe Biden has his dental records on file. That way, we can at least identify the body after this debate.
Who is that? Who is that?
The representative from Florida's first district.
Oh, my God.
Our beloved representative, Matthew Gaetz.
Hey, man. What a fucking loser. What does he mean by that?
He had that one teed up, didn't he? Boy, hope we got the dental records.
Is he implying that Trump won the debate?
Oh,
just killed
course.
Joe in the fucking debate.
Of course.
Okay, Matt. Matt, I have a question for you. When your dad and your mom were fucking, when they conceived you, why couldn't your dad just pulled out just a little bit, just blown it all over the fucking memory foam, and we could have avoided you? No offense.
So the story yesterday, meanwhile, that about this new smoking gun thing that Trump was talking about. I don't know. Somebody had a press conference. This guy named Tony Bobulinski.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Tony Bobulinski. Was Hunter Biden's business partner with some China deal.
China.
And one of the reporters that has helped debunk it is Jackie Heinrich, Fox News national correspondent.
Oh, shit.
She tweeted and covered on Fox News, quote, "I completed searching all of Tony Bobulinski's emails." These are the emails that Trump said, this is it.
Right.
They established that the chairman that they're referring to is China. So when they say we're going to have to pay the chairman, we're going to have to cut the chairman in for 10%. Trump was like, that's obviously you, Joe.
And that's Bobulinski.
That's Bobulinski. She says, quote, "No role," all in caps, "for Joe Biden in the emails or documents."
What does that mean? No role?
It's nothing to do with Joe Biden.
Okay. Oh, there's no role. He has no part.
There's no role for him. Trump is saying, you're getting all this money from this deal.
No,
and then
not.
Tony Bobulinski states himself, there are, all caps, no other members besides Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Rob Walker, James Galar, and Bobulinski himself.
Hey, Bobulinski!
There is no...
There's no role for Joe.
For Joe.
Right. Well, so now what?
Fox News.
Right. Fox News is saying this.
The reporting section.
Okay.
And then I saw today there's some controversy going on over at the Wall Street Journal.
Wait, does Trump make a statement where he retracts what he's saying, where he apologizes?
No, Hannity's going to run with it again tonight.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the same deal over at the Wall Street Journal now, which, let's not forget, is owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Yes.
But there was an op-ed, a couple of op-eds, talking about this bullshit and why isn't the mainstream media covering this huge, huge corruption scandal.
Bobulinski!
And then the reporting section of the Wall Street Journal felt the need. They came out with a bunch of stories debunking it all.
Yeah, yeah. Debunking like everything.
The
like
Wall Street Journal news section debunking everything that their own op-ed section had published from some Trump suckers about this. Yeah.
So basically, we're getting down to the wire in this election, and we're still waiting for the big.
There's no smoking gun. Yeah, we just saw it. I think.
Where is the fucking PP tape?
Think well that we don't need, and that won't do anything.
Yeah,
it's gonna be real fun.
It'd be funny
to watch.
Did you drink? Hey, Trump's like, did you drink enough water? Pee right where Obama put his.
Let's see. It is Faithless Friday. Jesus, I'm sorry I've been very lax.
Well, this Trump news is just...
Well, right.
That's God-related, I think. How could you let this happen, Jesus? All of it.
But, here's something Faithless Friday-related. We've played this guy before. This is the guy, I think this is the guy that stopped the tsunami from hitting Hawaii when his daughter was there, Frank Amedia.
Yay! Good job, Frank. Thank you.
Who, when there was there was some earthquake in Japan.
How does he do that?
He prayed and rebuked the tsunami to make sure that his daughter would be safe and prevent it from hitting Hawaii.
He's not an airbender, because that would be really, like, if you're an airbender, you could do something like that, could you not?
It says he has a long history of saying bizarre things. Once claimed his prayers helped a baby grow 1.5 kidneys. Not just one.
I prayed real hard. This baby grew an 8-inch cock.
But here you go. This is Frank Amedia, pastor, Jesus wielder.
Yes.
Conspiracy
Beloved, keep pushing. You shall see. I believe it with all my heart. I declare it according to the word of God. I believe it by what he's already done. And
how different is this from those creepy mullahs we hear doing the same thing on Iranian TV or on Iraqi TV? This crazy magic bullshit stuff.
And this is interesting, because you're getting into all this, like, wacko shit these Protestant people say, and like the Catholic Church, I understand, you go there and everybody says the same Latin or it's the same bullshit, right? It's a homily, and that's what it's
very rote in the Catholic Church. Yeah, you have your canned responses. You can get, if you've got a priest who wants to GTFO,
I see,
then you can get out of there in 35 minutes.
Right.
Get your cookie.
Yes.
And all.
Right.
And be done with your weekly obligation.
Yes.
If you've got a priest that keeps the homily short and sweet,
you would lose your absolute shit at a Methodist sermon.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Or a Baptist. But in what will kill you is if you are a Catholic person and you go to a Methodist church where they do communion, you are going to lose your mind, and you will be outraged at how slow they are, because you guys do it every Sunday, right?
That's your thing, right? They've got that shit. They roll out the.
See, it's like once every 3 weeks, a Methodist waddle down there and they get.
They even deputized lay people who can give out the cookie.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm just saying that they're shockingly slow at it. I mean, thanks forever.
Word of God. I believe it by what he's already done and what he's going to do. God has heard the prayer of repentance from this nation and God's people. Off. He told us the other night when we were praying, 5 + 5, well, that's 10. That's the number of the kingdom. And he said, as I declared out, he said, if we just add 5%.
God, Frank Amedia has multiple cameras and he just pivoted over to camera 2.
But he says weird things like, Lord God, our God. You know what I mean? Like the way he addresses the names, the Holy Spirit.
No, everything's really
very strange.
Percentage points to every state, to every senator, and to the president, and take away 5.
So God is going to send 5 points to Trump.
Yes.
And take 5 points away from all the Democrats.
How many points do you get?
From the opposition, from those who are not pro-life, who are not lined up with the kingdom of God. That's 10. 10 is the fullness of God. 5 + 5. We declared it over Lindsey Graham that they are saying was tilting, even and even. And the very next day, a poll came out and said he had moved up 6% overnight. 6% had happened. Well, I believe it's going to 10. We need to pray it for the president. Beloved, if just 5% of people who believe in Jesus Christ who have not been voting will go out and vote, it's over with. Tell your brethren, tell your sisters, convict people in the Holy Spirit. Tell them this is about life. How can you go before God and say, well, I didn't know what to do?
This God fucker, damn. I would bet, has a tax-exempt religious organization.
Oh, sure.
And he is on here telling you, do not vote for Biden, vote for Trump.
So that he shouldn't be able to do that and get that tax
exemption. This is that Janssen Amendment that Trump keeps crowing that he got rid of or whatever. But they didn't get rid of it. They're just not, nobody's enforcing it.
Well, yeah.
This is why these fuckers need to pay tax.
Because the problem is if you enforce it, this guy will, he will yell and he will carry on that he's being like,
oh, yeah.
You know, persecuted. Spirit.
Tell them this is about life. How can you go before God and say, well, I didn't know what to do, so I did nothing. That, too, is not acceptable for God when we can do something. This is about morality.
Oh, here we go.
My God.
This is about same sex marriage not being approved and blessed in this country. This is not about us changing genders into 5 and 6 different meanings now. Even sexual preference has all of a sudden been changed in the dictionary to where it's offensive.
It's not true.
Yeah. This is where that comes from. He's homophobic. And so now people are finally calling him out on being homophobic. That's what he's talking about. Like, he shouldn't be embarrassed to see he's homophobic.
Oh, right.
But you're a homophobic piece of shit, dude. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
All of a sudden been changed.
Here we go.
Yeah. The dictionary to where it's offensive. How far do they want us to go? Oh. Wait until animalism.
Did he say animalism?
Wait until animalism.
Oh, my God.
Animalism.
Is he referring to bestiality?
I think he may be referring to bestiality.
Oh my gosh. Animalism.
Wait. Here he is.
To where it's offensive. How far do they want us to go? Wait until animalism becomes acceptable and somebody can marry a cow and have perverse sex with them.
All those cow fuckers out there, your time is coming.
Make me cow wife. She's a real prevert.
Wait until animalism becomes acceptable and someone can marry a cow and have perverse sex with them.
Oh, please explain.
How can none of these people understand the concept of consent?
Well, I tell you.
They just can't.
Yeah.
A cow cannot consent to fucking you.
Why did he pick
a
cow?
And children, by definition, cannot consent. Someone who's drunk and fucked up cannot consent. Because they're incapacitated.
You know, and the thing is, with guys like this, I don't know why, but, you know, sometimes they will end up, you know, sucking off.
Fucking a cow?
Yeah, like hooking up with a dude or something.
Sure.
You know? And then you find out about it, and it's all crazy because he's this big homophobe, you know.
they want us to go. Wait until animalism becomes acceptable and somebody can marry a cow and have perverse sex with them. You think I'm laughing? That's what's going to come. Those kind of things. And I know I'll be mocked, and I know that the Huffington Post and others will pick this up and run with it.
I'm actually reading it at Friendly Atheist, but
you're so important.
Crab diving's running with it.
Right, yes. Isn't this person important? God.
So there you go, Frank of Media. Trump doesn't get elected, we're all going to be fucking cows.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's so funny. Why not a, you know, why a cow? I mean, not a snake? I'm going to hook up with a snake.
I don't know why he decided cow was the
shit,
the way to go.
Right. So creepy the way he talks about Jeebus and all that stuff. I mean, it's like he's getting into the, like, it's like science fiction-y or something. It's very strange.
You do have sad news.
Yes.
Pat
Robertson die.
I don't know why. This person. This is a Facebook post. In the last 30 days, or it looks like IG. It's Instagram. In the last 30 days, I have been 1. Banned from Patreon. Number 2, had my Roku TV channel banned. Number 3, shadow banned on Twitter for 3 years.
I've been shadow banned.
They don't do. Had my Facebook page removed for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Had both of my YouTube channels terminated today.
Ooh.
This person's had a bad day.
I have a get.
The reason they were probably terminated today is maybe this.
Yes.
They steal this from Trump. Trust me on that. Okay.
Yeah.
If they steal this from Trump, there's 65 plus million Americans thirsting for revenge. Oh, and let me say this to the hard left Marxists out there, to the Antifa, to the Black Lives Matter, to the left wing groups that are funding him, to the right wing watches, to all those people out there. We are ready, willing, and able to do what we have to do.
Is this guy jerking off in the background?
Is this
or something?
Roger Stone?
This is Josh Bernstein.
Oh my Christ.
We are ready, willing, and able to do what we have to do to protect this nation and to make sure that this country is never going to be a communist nation. And if it's an us versus situation, trust me, it's going to be them, not us.
Right.
Oh, yeah, right. That's Bill Deagle, some right-wing dickbag.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to fuck him up. Yeah, hold on. I'm about to come. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. You got me close.
I'm going to nut on an Antifa eye. That sounds insane, doesn't it? I mean,
so I mean, there you go.
Are you looking forward to the election?
This is a little earlier.
God,
we have enemies within our country, and I've been saying that for the longest time. I mean, these people hate this country. They hate our foundings. They hate our principles. And basically, these are the people that we fought in World War One and World War Two.
The Nazis. We're not the Nazis, Joshy.
The
Nazis are on your side.
Okay, again, I think we have an issue in this country. People don't understand Nazis are bad, right? Nazis are bad.
Well, yeah, we do.
Fuck Nazis.
Well, apparently Josh Bernstein thinks the Nazis are bad, but he thinks he's not on the side of the Nazis.
Well, I mean, he's wrong.
Then goes to say, these scumbags are here in this country. We now have the Nazi regime here in America. They're trying to kill us here. So we're going to have them to fight them, unfortunately, here in America. That's why there's going to be another civil war.
Oh, great.
This is a quote. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's almost certainly guaranteed to happen.
Yay.
There's 23 million ex-military who are going to train young people. Oh, this is Deagle.
There's 23 million ex-military who are going to train young people. So we're going to have a massive internal army to take on China or the United Nations or anybody who thinks they're going to pull off this crap. Yeah, if they think they're going to take our guns, like Charlton Heston said, we'll give our guns back one bullet at a time.
Are you kidding on that last part?
No, I'm reading the transcript.
God damn. I mean, this really, everyone, these militias have to chill.
No.
Fuck out.
Josh Bernstein
chill
has,
out.
Has been basically deplatformed right. and screaming bloody murder about it.
I mean, if you had any advice for these militia people, if they happen to be listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, Stitcher, podcasting app, Spotify, oh, I mean, do you have any advice for them? What would you tell these people?
Like Josh Bernstein and stuff?
Like, no, these militia people. What would you tell them to do?
Just
calm down.
Yeah, calm the fuck down. I want to get this really quick. Okay. I literally don't have time, but I do want to play this.
No, we're not like you. We're not pieces of filth.
No.
I get tears in my eyes because Giuliani said the whistleblowers are about to come out and you can smell political death on Biden mm-hmm. and all of our decades of work is just so close.
We're very emotional tonight because it is an emotional thing. I mean, to see justice maybe finally get served would be an incredible thing. We've been waiting for this for so long. We've been fighting for this for so long. Damn it. We deserve justice. All mm-hmm. these patriots deserve justice. I am so sick of this filth.
Well, justice people. Gets them off our back.
Yeah.
And the pedophilia and the yeah. raping and the slaughter and the one-sided trade deals and the bankrupting and the shipping fentanyl.
Listen, I got to say, Deanna Lorraine's way out of her depth in this duet.
The pedophile.
Yeah. I mean, she's you got to let Alex go.
Alex, try saying that, Mike. Water, you're Streisand
and the one-sided
right
trade deals and the bankrupting and the shipping fentanyl. I mean, we've got our own problems, but they're evilly attacking us.
Yeah.
These people have been attacking us for decades, and it's time they pay.
Yes. It is time they pay. Retribution.
We got to go. Let me finish this.
They pay.
Yes. It is time they
retribution pay. Will be served.
Will be served.
We got to leave it at that, everybody.
Oh my God, that's fucking
Deanna
hilarious.
Lorraine and Alex Jones.
Oh, that's so good.
Doing a lovely duet on InfoWars.
Jesus Christ, man.
God. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here again next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we'll be available as a podcast on your favorite podcasting application or always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet, RatedRComedy.com, or on his social media, at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, and the TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, also freaking Vile.
It'll hopefully be a good, safe weekend for everybody. Let's do it again.
Don't die.
Monday.
Right.
Joe Rogan, metaphysically, is a Christmas hog. I got a life force. I'm in the fight with the dragon. I'm not blaming all lesbians. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. Now you understand that I'll get my hands politically around your neck, and all your tough guy crap's going to end real quick. I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.